In 1996, David Payne attended on an audition at Nashville's prestigious Tennessee Performing Arts Center in the hopes of landing a small part in this play about C.S. Lewis and his American wife. What was a surprise is that he landed the lead role and a stage career had begun. Since those early performances in 1996, Payne, who on stage uncannily looks like Lewis, has since played the famous author in a number of productions. Yet it is his portrayal of Lewis in An Evening with C.S. Lewis that has won him many accolades and thrilled the many thousands that have attended some 500 performances. David Payne will be performing the show on Sunday at 2:30 at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, and it is a great pleasure to welcome David Payne to the roundtable this morning. David, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
A great treat to have you on the program. One of the things that I find interesting about this story, and I believe it to be accurate, so let me ask you if it is, that you had quite the interest in C.S. Lewis before even going out and pursuing a role.
Yes, I was given a copy of his book, The Screwtape Letters, when I was 17 years old. I got it on my birthday. A friend gave it to me. And that was my first introduction to Lewis. And so over the years, I sort of dipped in and out of his writings. And before I came to Nashville, I'd actually been to see a production of Shadowlands, a touring production in England, and just was so enamored with the play, so that when I saw the advert in the audition call for Shadowlands in Nashville for the Tennessee Performing Arts Center, that interested me. But when it said auditions for Shadowlands, British accents help, I thought, well, I've got a British accent, so I went along.
You were good with that, certainly.
I thought, well, I can win on the British accent. Maybe I probably won't win much else, but I might only ever get a walk-on part, which doesn't need a British accent. But actually, for some reason, I landed that lead role.
What has it been like for you to explore this man? And what has been used in the creation of the show to, are you using documents? Is it written? Do you have latitude? How does it work?
Well, the setting is that he's at his home and he's entertaining a group of American writers who really have come along to hear him sort of give a potted history of his life. And that's what he does. And I did a lot of research, not just reading Lewis's books, his own biography, but lots of other biographies. There are quite a few biographies on him, and all different biographies, they have different things about him. My aim was to find the man. I mean, we know his books, but I wanted to find the man behind the books. And I think that's what most people really want to see. They don't want to come along and hear Lewis just talk about his books. They want to hear Lewis talk about who he is, what makes him tick. And of course, he had a great sense of humor. So people who come along will find that they laugh a lot. And then there's this wonderful story about his link up with this American woman who he eventually married. It's a wonderful romance, but it's got its tragedy because she died with cancer. But the idea was just to research the things that, you know, that just make the man tick. It's things like his friendship with J.R.R. Tolkien, which was a very strong friendship, and they influenced each other a lot. So that's primarily what was behind the writing of it.
And so it is set. It is a set piece. I know we see things like Hal Holbrook has done with Mark Twain, where there are many vignettes that he picks and chooses, where you have a set piece that you do.
Yes, pretty well. I mean, it's more like a fireside chat that Lewis is having with his audience. It's not a lecture. Although he was a wonderful lecturer, it's just a fireside chat, and he just meanders through different aspects of his life that affected his life and what made him what he was.
As you mentioned, you did a great deal of research on C.S. Lewis. What surprised you in that process about him? Because I think people come in at different levels of knowing about C.S. Lewis, correct? I mean, whether you were reading his novels or whether you came in the religious writing or many number of things that you could have come in as an entry point for the work of C.S. Lewis.
Yes, a lot of things impressed me about Lewis. I think he was a very genuine man. He didn't have any airs or graces. He was what he was. And when you met him, whether you were a little child or whether you were 99 years old, he was just himself. That's why children loved him. And, you know, it's an incredible thing that he replied to every children's letter he got. And that shows you the sort of man he was. And when you consider he was a busy lecturer at Oxford, it was amazing what he got through and write the books as well. He was a very generous man, gave most of his book royalties away. Very humble in many ways. He became a legend in his own lifetime, but he thought fame was something to be amused at, not to be something to get too enthusiastic about. And so there are so many aspects about him. He lived a pretty simple life in many ways. The furniture in his house looked as though it had been lived in for years. He had no sense of materialism.
What kind of, you do have to wonder about the kind of mind that can create Narnia. I mean, of what is going on in that head of his that makes it quite fascinating.
Well, I think Lewis was a man who, some people would say, never lost his boyish sense of humor, but his boyish interest as well. You see, he wrote Narnia-type stories when he was only 6 years old. And some people think Narnia began in 1952 when he first wrote it, but the seeds of that sort of thing were in his mind at a very young age. And I think he could identify with children, and I think that's why he could write for them. But the incredible thing is that he could write for adults as well. And not on top of that, he was a great academic writer. His some of his books on English literature are still standards. So I think what was impressive about Lewis is he had this incredibly broad range, which most people don't.
He died at the age of 64. He died a fairly young man. And one has to wonder, and I assume you do, as to what he could have accomplished in with more time on this earth.
Yes, I think that's true. I mean, he definitely died on the same day as President Kennedy.
That's
and
right.
All suffering that happens.
Yep.
Yes, I think that is true, although I do think the great body of his work was done in the earlier years rather than the latter years. He was more reflective as he got older, and I think the putting pen to paper became slower. In fact, he admits this. It was a slower process than in the earlier days. But I do think we would have had more out of him. What we would have had, I don't know, but I think there would have been more.
When you have been looking through, and again, I assume that you know, you have it set in your mind and you come out and you do the show. Are there still things that you're learning about him? Are there still things that you, because I'm assuming people like send you stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah, there's always things you are learning. I mean, I'll come across something about Lewis that I didn't know, and I'll think, oh, that's interesting. And my first thought is, should it go into the play? And if it does, what do I take out? Because you can't just keep adding.
Right.
Otherwise, people will get bored. Well, not get bored, they'll just get tired. So, yes, there are certain things that I come across from time to time that I will put in the show. Douglas Gresham, his stepson, which came to him via his marriage to this American woman. I've met him a number of times, and Douglas has given me a lot of insight into Lewis, which are not even in books. So some of the things that Douglas has told me, I thought, oh, yeah, that will work in play. But it's just that the play is anecdotal as he talks, as I say, about various things that have affected his life. From time to time, I'll find something new, and it will go in the play.
Well, David Payne will be performing An Evening with C.S. Lewis on Sunday, April 10th at 2:30 at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. And you can find out more information about that performance by going to troymusichall.org. troymusichall.org for David Payne in An Evening with C.S. Lewis. David, it sounds like a marvelous way to spend an afternoon. I thank you so much for sharing with us, and we look forward to having you in town.
Yeah, thank you so much. Nice to talk to you.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, David Payne will be performing An Evening with C.S. Lewis on Sunday, April 10th at 2:30 at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, troymusichall.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.